All right, we're moving on to our next presentation before the lunch break. For any of you out there that are regulatory enthusiasts like me, like myself, you're in for a treat, or even if you're just interested in what's going on in the regulatory scheme, you're in for a treat with our next presenter, John Hicks, who's a partner at Scott Douglas McConico. Welcome, John.
I'm still in Professor Hall's extra slides. There. Here we go. And if you're also interested in a joke you can tell your kids, then I'm your guy. So thank you, Kelly. I do want to start with a joke. And the problem with jokes is that almost every joke that I know, is really offensive. My background before law school was the Navy, so I knew a bunch of jokes. But they're very offensive. And all the memorable jokes that I really can remember, which is not a skill I have, I remember them because they're offensive. So I thought of one. One joke, my daughter told it to me. And so it's not offensive to most people, but I need audience participation. Goes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Impatient cow.
Impatient.
Moo. That's all I got. But you can tell that to your kids. And they probably won't be offended unless they're worried about the methane from the cow. So I've got five goals for this brief presentation. One is to know a joke that you can tell your kids. We've done that. For you to know the scope of allocation and PSA wells that are being permitted at the commission. To know that forced pooling does exist in Texas, but that not all pooling applications are approved. To know, and this is important, and I'll say it again when I get there, to watch out for the proposed rules on waste management. That will affect every operator that's operating in Texas. And finally, to know there are earthquakes in Texas. Who knew there are earthquakes in Texas? Okay, most of y'all knew. My daughter didn't know. So that's a goal, too, and we'll just move right along. So we're going to focus on the regulatory update. This is a regulatory and litigation update, regulatory and legislative update. But the legislation that I mentioned will be related to the Railroad Commission. So we'll look at drilling approval, allocation, PSA wells, MIPA. We will talk about that waste management rulemaking, issues with emissions, with flaring and venting, and the EPA's new methane rule. The alternate energy jurisdiction that has been transferred to the Railroad Commission, including geothermal and hydrogen. We've got underground injection issues with seismicity, CO2 sequestration and brine mining, and I mentioned that where appropriate, we'll sprinkle in the legislative and litigation updates. Okay, so the percentage of wells over the last 10 years that have been permitted as either PSA wells or allocation wells has grown from 3.7% of all wells permitted in 2014 to 43.2%. last year. So what does that look like? The blue lines, the columns, are total drilling permits.